261EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings unto each and every one. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory, which is due your name. Now, Father God, I ask that you will have thine own way as we continue to decrease, oh God. I ask that you will increase within us. Lord, without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. Lord, I thank you for life. I thank you for health. And I thank you for strength. Father God, I ask that you will move by your spirit, move by the anointing, because the word declares that the anointing destroys the yoke. Father God, I pray that you will heal on this morning, God. Touch somebody's aching body, God. Touch somebody's broken spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, I praise you. Yes, I do. And I magnify your name. And I trust your word. Because your word is forever settled in heaven. And I glorify it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn into a very familiar scripture? John 14th chapter. And the 6th verse. That's the book of John 14th chapter. And the 6th verse. And it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Today's topic is the great I am. This is a very familiar scripture. The Lord just sent me to tell you and remind you that he is the great I am. And nobody cannot come to him, not even form a relationship with the Father, unless you come through his Son, which is Jesus Christ. The I am reflects on who he is and the superior power that he has. You can find it in many scriptures and many chapters in Matthew 22 and 32. And you can also find it in Exodus 3 and 6, where God uses the same intensive form to say, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But also in John 8 and 58 verse, Jesus said, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. You see, the Jews clearly understood Jesus to be calling himself God, because they took up stones to stone him for committing blasphemy and equating himself with God. The great I am. So in Matthew 28 and 20, as Jesus gave the Great Commission, he gave it emphasis by saying, I am with you always to the end of the age. So when the soldiers came seeking Jesus in the garden the night before his crucifixion, he told them, I am he. And his words were so powerful that the soldiers fell to the ground. John 18, 4 and 6. See, these words reflect the very name of God in Hebrew, which is Yahweh, which means to be, or the self-existing one. It is the name of power and authority. And Jesus claimed it as his own. I am the great I am. And so we're going to look at the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the way, Jesus used this very particular word to distinguish himself as the only way. The way is a path or a route. And the disciples had expressed their confusion about where he was going and how they could follow. So as he had told them from the beginning, Jesus was again telling them, and he's also telling us, follow me. You see, there is no other path to heaven. Come on here, somebody. There is no other way to the Father. And Peter reiterated the same truth years later to the rulers in Jerusalem, saying about Jesus, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And that's Acts 4 and 12. So the exclusive nature of the only path to salvation is expressed in the words, I am the way. Come on here. Jesus is the way. You can't get to heaven no other way except through Jesus. You got to know him. You got to give your life over to him. Jesus is the only path to heaven and a relationship with God. You cannot have a relationship with God without having it with his son. You see, he removes the barrier of sin that separates us from the Father. Mm-hmm. And so the significance of it all, rather than merely pointing out a set of rules to follow, Jesus declares that he himself is the designation and the journey, not through Buddha, not through psychic, not through Muhammad, not through anybody else. Jesus is the only way. And through him, we have direct access to a restored relationship with God. Come on here, somebody. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am. So let's look at the truth. So again, Jesus used the definite article to emphasize himself as the only truth. Psalm 119 and 142 says, your law is the truth. So in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus reminded his listeners of several points of the law. And then he said, but I say unto you, and you can look it up in Matthew 5th chapter, the 22nd verse, the 28th verse, the 32, 34, 39, and 44 verses, thereby equating himself with the law of God as the authoritative standard of righteousness. So in fact, Jesus said that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets, Matthew 5 and 17. Jesus as the incarnate word of God, John 1 and 1, is the source of all truth. So the significance of it all is, in a world of shifting philosophies and incomplete knowledge, Jesus is the standard of righteousness and the revelation of God's character. Trusting in his teachings brings forth freedom from spiritual darkness. The life. You do not have a life without Jesus. You can have a better life, a more fulfilling life, by accepting Jesus into your life. Jesus had just been telling his disciples about his impending death. And now he was claiming to be the source of all life. So in John 10:17-18, Jesus declared that he was going to lay down his life for his sheep and then take it back again. You see, he spoke of his authority over life and death as being granted to him by the Father. And so also in John 14:19, he gave the promise that because I live, you also will live. Come on, hit somebody. And so the deliverance he was about to provide was not a political or social deliverance, which most of the Jews were seeking, but a true deliverance from a life of bondage to sin and death to a life of freedom in eternity. Come on, hit somebody. What an awesome exchange. Ooh, Maradiosha. From a life of bondage to sin and death to a life of freedom in eternity. Think about it, saints of God. Think about it. A fulfilling life. Oh my God. So, in these words, Jesus was declaring himself the great I am, the only path to heaven, the only true measure of righteousness, and the source of both physical and spiritual life. So he was staking his claim as the very God of creation, the Lord who blessed Abraham, and the Holy One who inhabits eternity. You see, he did this so that the disciples would be able to face the dark days ahead. Come on, hear somebody. And carry on the mission of declaring the gospel to the world. So, of course, we know from scripture that they still didn't understand. And it took several visits from their risen Lord to shake them out of their disbelief. So once they understood the truth of his words, they became changed people. And the world has never been the same. Once you understand God and what he has for your life, and once you invite him into your heart, ask him to come into your heart, change you, forgive you, your life will never be the same. Things doesn't bother you as much. You are not walking around here upset and defeated. You will speak life. You will speak wholeness. You will speak wellness. You are no longer the same. You have been bought with a price. Come on, hit somebody. So the significance of it all is eternal salvation cannot be earned. It is a gift made available solely through Jesus. And it also represents an abundant life on earth. One that is deeply purposeful, restored, and connected to God. How many of you know for sure you are connected to God? You don't even have to think about it. Come on here now. So how do we follow him today? I'm glad you asked. The same way the disciples did long ago. They heard the words of Jesus and they believed them. They took his words and obeyed them. They confessed their sins to Jesus as their Lord and God. They believed that he died to take the punishment of their sins and rose from the dead to give them new life. They followed his example and command to tell others the truth about sin, righteousness, and judgments. It's just that simple. So when we follow him in the way, we can be assured of following him all the way to heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for a new life. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the truth revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ. As we conclude our time today, we reflect on his declaration. Father God, for we know that he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So in a world that often feels like a wilderness, we thank you that Jesus is the one that providing us with a clear path and a steady hand to lead us home. God, we will forever give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you and God does too. And always know, when you're down to nothing, that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You